We were in a hospital for children who were all terminally ill, and I was going to go in. I was very confident, and I got up with my guitar, and I just completely fell apart. Just was a puddle. And that's when I said, I don't think I can sing. Do you know anything in your language, in Afrikaans? Do you know anything? And that's when they started singing, Jesus is number one. Number one, no matter what the people say.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, where we take you to the front lines and behind the scenes of our work around the world. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and that was Michael W. Smith, one of Christian music's most beloved musicians and a great friend of the ministry. He led worship during a special concert at this year's Operation Christmas Child Global Connect Conference. During the concert event, thousands of staff and volunteers joined together to praise God for his provision of 200 million shoebox gifts over the last 30 years of ministry. And as you heard, Michael shared his own experiences delivering shoeboxes to kids in need over the decades. I actually had the opportunity of interviewing Michael just before he left to attend the conference. We're going to be airing the entire conversation in next week's episode, but today we wanted to share a portion with you. When I asked him what his most memorable experience has been with Operation Christmas Child, he shared this story with me. And it's the same story that he shared on stage that night at the conference.
I think probably my greatest memory, honestly, was South Africa. And we were in Johannesburg. And I remember I was getting ready to sing for these kids, and they all were terminally ill. There were 14 segments of this hospital. We just ended up being in just one of them. But mainly all these kids were dying. And I remember I couldn't sing. I was so choked up. They sang a song for me, which is Jesus is number one. That I won't get into all that, but that was a lasting impact on me. But I think the big thing is I got to take my box to a little kid, a little girl who was 6 years old, who was blind. And I helped her open up her shoebox. She was laying in bed. And everything in that shoebox had to do with touch and feel and hearing. It's almost like, and it was a family from California. It's almost like the family, it's almost like they knew they were making this shoebox for someone who was blind. I can't explain it, but everybody who was on the team saw what happened. Mm-hmm. And it just was, and so I was a mess. I was a mess. And she was so happy. I'll never forget it.
I love that. And that's why Franklin always says, you know, the most important part is prayer. I mean, it's prayed for every step of the way. And as our national leadership team receives them, gets these cartons into the hands of kids, we pray that the right box goes to the right child. And you're right. It is God is the God who sees. He sees these kids where they are. He knows their hearts and their desires. And that is so incredible. And you hear that all the time. But that's why I wanted you to share a story, because I want people to know packing how important it is to bathe that box in prayer.
That's definitely the most memorable. And then now, honestly, Christy, just doing it with your kids. I mean, now we not only did it with our children, now we're doing it with our grandchildren. And it's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. And so, yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be doing this many years to come.
I do love it. I know. I tell my kids, you can be missionaries in your living room, you know, as you pack, as you pray, and you're sending this out to the ends of the earth. And speaking of that, you are singing and you're part of the Operation Christmas Child Global Connect Conference coming up. Yeah, as we celebrate the huge milestone of the 200 millionth shoebox. But national leaders, staff, volunteers from all over the world that allow us to get these boxes into the hands of the kids, they're going to be there. And so you're going to be singing and worshiping and praising and celebrating what God has done. Because this milestone is God. You know, he has allowed this to happen. And as you mentioned, 200 million, we would have never dreamed, asked, or imagined that this would happen. What does it mean for you to be a part of this weekend? And, you know, years ago when you started doing this, did you ever think that God could do something like this?
Well, I think God can do anything. I don't think you can ever look that far down the road and go, oh my gosh, we're going to be celebrating 200 millionth. I mean, that's like, it almost doesn't compute, you know, like, really, that many people have gotten involved and caught the vision. So to me, my role is, man, I'm just going to celebrate with everybody there. I know people are flying in from all around the world. I'm honored that I got asked to be a part of it, you know. So we're going to worship, we're going to celebrate, we're going to sing songs of celebration, and it's going to be a memorable night. So I'll have my Kleenex ready.
Just a few days after we talked, Michael led an incredible night of worship and celebration at our Global Connect conference. This is a special conference. It's held every few years to bring staff and year-round volunteers together from all over the world. We had representatives from over 100 countries in attendance. The celebration concert took place on the last night, and our volunteers were so excited to worship with Michael W. Smith, Cece Winans, and Marcus Witt. Many of them lined up at the doors for hours. Our correspondent, Melissa, caught up with a few of them as they waited.
So you are here an hour and 15 minutes early. Can I ask you why?
I'm just very excited, and I just wanted to be up front. I mean, you can't miss this experience. You just can't.
Yeah, it's going to be a really special night. We've got Michael W. Smith performing along with Marcos Witt, and you know, Franklin Graham will be there. So it really is going to be a really fantastic show. And you are Rebecca Atkinson from the Southeast. Where in the Southeast?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide.
And you're wearing the red to prove it.
Yes, and this
you
is
are
my
indeed
first in-person Connect conference, so I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. Has it been everything you had hoped it would be?
So this is the first one I've been able to come to in person, and everybody told me, don't miss it. And anybody out there that hasn't been to one, that's what I would say. Don't miss it. You do not want to miss this.
There are people here from not just all over the United States, but all over the world, over 100 countries coming together as the body of Christ. And that really is so special, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And hearing the stories from the people that have received a shoebox and what it meant to them, and being able to see people from countries that the shoeboxes that we packed this year went to. It's really neat just to be able to see the people that are on that side of the shoebox and be able to say thank you for being our hands and feet. We can't go, but we can give you the shoebox so that you can go and you can be the hands and feet of Jesus and ours, since we can't be there. It's been really special.
Next, Melissa spoke to Damien from Hawaii about the 200 millionth shoebox.
It's hard to wrap your mind around that many shoeboxes.
I'm still trying to grasp that. Just the sheer thought of it is like, wow. So that is just amazing to be able to be here to celebrate that milestone, and you know, lean into the next milestone. So
it's all about leaning into the next milestone, right? And so, since you've been with Operation Christmas Child, what's your favorite thing about being part of this Operation Christmas Child global family?
Well, since I've been able to be on the collection side and then also be able to on the distribution side, that was, to me, the most highlighted thing that I could have been able to do, to see the sheer joy and the excitement that that child had in opening that shoebox. God could have, like, I could have went home to heaven that time just to see all of that joy.
I just love the enthusiasm and commitment from our Operation Christmas Child volunteers. The shoeboxes are a tool for the serious work of bringing the good news around the world. But it all starts and ends with joy. We'll be hearing more about the conference itself a little bit later, but I want you to experience a little more of the excitement at the celebration concert.
Are you the bell ringers over here? I love it. You're awesome. Are you just so excited?
Yes.
Where are you from? Is it Heriberto?
I'm from Puerto Rico. I live in Florida, and I take care of the Southeast region.
And you are very excited to be here.
I am very excited. This is the blessing of the Lord for these kids. We're so excited what God is going to do.
This is going to be a party. And yeah, the pom-poms, the noisemakers.
I'm ready.
Come on.
And the music.
And the music. hasn't even really started yet. The concert hasn't started, but we're all going to get to worship together Amen. And make joyful noise for the Lord. Amen. And isn't that exciting?
If you're not connected, connect with this. This is awesome. God is counting on you.
I love it. Thank you, Heriberto. I'm looking for the noise. Oh my goodness. This has to be Texas. This is Texas right here. Look at these hats. These are amazing. You've got hats with lights on them. What is that?
Okay, so she's a project leader. Her name is the Chicken Lady. Okay. And she packs over 1,000. She packed over 1,000 shoeboxes last year with Chicken Lady and Friends is the name of the group. So she always has to have a chicken. So we figured we could do chicken and Texas for Marie. That's Marie.
I love it. Marie, Chicken Lady, I love it. You look amazing. So what makes this conference so special?
I mean, to me, a global OCC conference is a life-changing opportunity of a lifetime, mountaintop moment. And I think what's making it so special is every single member of the team is having their own mountaintop moment experience. And they're all hearing from the Lord in a unique way. And I think that's really exciting. And then rubbing shoulders with the saints from all over the world is really amazing. I mean, there's just so many things. Yeah. And then celebrating the 200 million shoebox obviously is cool.
Yeah, this is a party already. I mean, the show has not even begun and already it is so fun in here.
Yes, it's exciting and it's electric. I mean, we're tired, but you would never know it, right?
Yeah, so. It is absolutely electric, and Texas has shown up tonight.
God has been moving in a mighty way in Texas, and so we don't want to take any of the credit. We want to make sure that all the glory goes to Him.
I love how each of the volunteers at Global Connect make sure to give God all the glory for how the shoeboxes have transformed children, families, and entire communities. And it takes both sides. Those who pack and volunteer their time in the U.S. and our affiliate offices, as well as the international volunteers who distribute the boxes and share the gospel. Melissa met two of those volunteers, Kathy from Midland, Georgia, and Steve from Kenya, two completely different parts of the world who have found each other at Global Connect.
So tell me what it's like to be standing here together.
Well, it's incredible. So I met Steve just now. So it is amazing to have opportunity to speak with volunteers on the other side of the box. I mean, it's just exciting to be able to ask questions, get answers, be inspired by what's happening on the other side of the box.
And how about for you, Steve?
Yeah, well, sure. Very amazing. And you just think about the two hands that God has given us. So the two hands need to work together. So on the other side, we have the domestic, the other side, we have the international. And when you bring the two hands together, then that means the job is complete. So for sure, seeing what they are doing and seeing all the way that these boxes are coming to our country and what God is doing, I was telling her, you cannot measure exactly the impact of what God is doing when we meet together and we gather together. Yeah.
I love that, bringing the two hands together. That's a beautiful image. So why are you involved with Operation Christmas Child, Kathy? What is it about this program that is so special to you?
Well, I love to see this way that God's building His kingdom. I feel like I can see more details about how He's growing His kingdom and who He's calling and the simple things like the shoebox gifts that He's using to do that.
And how about you, Steve?
Yeah, well, I see this as a calling. Yeah, the reason being, when you look at the Bible, you know, God is talking about the younger children. At some point, it's like the church has missed that point. We are more focused on the adults. And this is a higher calling that if we can start, you know, reaching to the younger children when they are young, then that means we are fulfilling the whole gospel. We need to reach down lower. We need to talk to these young children. And we are going to see the kingdom growing even in a bigger way.
What has been the highlight of the conference so far for you?
Well, this is really difficult because it's almost everything. But I think what pierced my heart the most was hearing Franklin Graham and some other speakers that we've heard sort of suggest that we really need to work now because darkness is coming, and we have the opportunity through Operation Christmas Child to reach many, many more children with the good news.
Yeah, that urgency of the gospel was really front and center on that first night. Sure was. And for you, Steve, what has been the highlight?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that the first calling that I have is a calling to be with Christ. But that relationship, that fellowship with Christ is what will make a difference, before even I go out there. So being called to be close to Christ, to walk with Christ, to fellowship with Him, to have that kind of a walk with Him is what will turn around everything that I need to do, even out there.
Yes, that was the message last night from Pastor Jim Cimbala, and that one really hit my heart as well. Kathy, how can we pray for your team as you and your team are working to prepare, even now, even though it's just April 1st, but to prepare even now for the upcoming shoebox season? How can our listeners pray for you?
Please pray that our church team members will not lose heart, that they will continue to try to make church contacts. They sometimes get discouraged when the phone calls and texts are not returned. And we truly do want more churches to be involved with Operation Christmas Child so we can reach more children with the gospel.
And how can we pray for the Kenya team as you are preparing to receive those boxes and get them into the hands of precious children in your country?
Yeah, every time I look at this ministry, I see quite a lot of work that we need to do. About 20 million children, according to our population, which are between 0 and 14 years, means we need more workers. And for me, my prayer would be then, yeah, can we get the right people to do this? Can we get people who have a heart, yeah, to do this work out there? And by doing so, I believe, then we are going to be champions of, raising this younger generation for the kingdom.
Prayer is such a vital role of everything we do at Samaritan's Purse. And at Global Connect, we had a dedicated prayer team of volunteers as well. Melissa caught up with two of them, Jason and Paula, to talk about the importance of prayer.
So can you tell me why specifically you wanted to be part of the prayer team and wanted to be part of that aspect of what happens here?
For me, it was to be able to use the most powerful weapon that we have, pray. And to know that I would encounter people who are hurting, people who are desperate, and people who are, quite frankly, just going through some tough times. And to be able to cover them and pray with them, for them, and agree with them. And not only that, but to literally watch God move in people's lives on the spot has been phenomenal. It makes the trip absolutely worth it, and I would do it again and again and again.
Prayer and intercession is like road building. It makes a pathway for the work that God wants to do, either in a heart, a life, a region, and it's wonderful to build roads with the Lord and see Him move into an area and accomplish His kingdom purpose.
That's so good. That's so good. And you mentioned that, even in the midst of such a joyful occasion, even in the midst of people who are pouring out in service for the Lord, of course there's going to be spiritual attacks on those people especially, right? So, and you mentioned that transformation, but I wondered if you could just share kind of in general what that has practically looked like as you're praying for people.
So even just today, dealing with someone, dealing with depression, and as we're praying, watching literally that countenance of the individual change, sometimes recalling to memory whose they are and how powerful the Christ that's in them is, and watching their countenance literally change and watching them walk away a different person than they were when they approached you.
I have a couple that come to mind, a couple of opportunities that I've had to link arms with individuals and small groups who carry their nations in their hearts. and who are somewhat battle weary, and to link arms with them on the battlefield, and in essence, for a moment, lend them your faith and say, let's cross this portion of the field together, and feel the strength of God and the encouragement of God and the joy of the Lord begin to fill them again so that they can go home refreshed and ready and see the victories that they have stood for, many of them for many years, come to pass.
I love that. I love that. It's filling my tank just to hear you two. And I know you guys were approached, that there was a heaviness. Some folks were feeling a real heaviness and asked specifically for prayer, and that you went into one of the ballrooms as a group and prayed, I think she said, for an hour. Can you tell me a little bit about what that was like?
I honestly don't know how long we were in there. We were in there until we felt that heaviness lift. We were in there until we felt that we had achieved the victory that we were looking for. And I guess, in essence, paved a road for that particular event. And it was beautiful because we began together in agreement, and then each of us felt a different leading of the Lord and went throughout that area, that assigned space, to accomplish the task that the Lord had laid on our hearts. And then just a few minutes ago, several of us were able to come back together and share what the Lord had done in prayer and what was it's just like the Lord. He would impress on an individual's heart something to share, and it was the answer to what another had prayed for in that moment. So even in that, we're receiving fruit in the pouring out, in the giving. It is an honor to be able to make room for Him to move and do whatever He wants to do in our midst here. And that's our heart, to lift Him up, and that He increase and we decrease, that He be seen, and that His agendas and His kingdom plan and purpose be accomplished. And just to be a part of that, there really are no words.
And you know, last night, of course, we heard from Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham. And he made a very particular point about the power of prayer for these shoeboxes, that's the most important thing to add to your shoebox is praying for the child. And so just, you know, in your roles with Operation Christmas Child in general, can you speak to the importance of prayer for each individual shoebox?
So I can say, as the PC chaplain in Charlotte, I get to remind people every single hour that prayer is the most important thing that goes in those boxes. To walk around, to try to picture, you can't, but to think that the Lord knows the face that's attached to that box, and try to remind people why we're doing what we do. And we don't have to see, we don't have to know, because God already does. But to pray is so important, and it's such a privilege, it's an honor, and we get to do it.
So personally, for you personally, for this conference, first I'm going to ask you, what is one thing that you have learned here that has made an impact on you so far?
In all honesty, it was the prayer assignment that I was called to be a part of, of which you spoke just a few moments ago. I love the individual interaction, like Jason says, to pray with someone and see oppression and other things lifting. But being in the right place at the right time, being available and being willing, giving Him our blank check, I never cease to be filled in the process of giving out at OCC.
It would have to be Monday night, and we gather and we pray, and just sharing with one another and gleaning from one another. And we specifically prayed that even the staff of this place, their lives would be changed or even surrendered to Christ if they didn't know him. And yesterday, one of the staff security gave his heart to Christ. And to see those things that you ask for and believe for happen, it's amazing.
It's all about the gospel. And even though Samaritan's Purse has collected and distributed 200 million shoebox gifts over the past 30 years, each box is about each individual child. I hope it blessed you to hear a little bit of the joy at the Global Connect Conference and to hear the heart of our volunteers from around the world. Please remember to keep them in your prayer as shoebox gifts continue to be distributed in over 100 countries. And our domestic volunteers are already working to prepare for this year's shoebox collection season. If you're interested in becoming a year-round Operation Christmas Child volunteer, I encourage you to go to SamaritansPurse.org to learn more. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great day.